Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We'll start here in just a minute. Thanks for being here. Marilyn Posick coming your way. Live. Call on in now.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now, Mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
We are live here on Journey into the Light, and we're so glad that you are here. We are live with Marilyn Posick, our angel lady here, and she's going to be taking your phone calls. That's right, your phone calls here. So dial on into the show, 347-884-8245, and press the 1 on your phone to speak to Marilyn, and she will be doing angel readings, so call on in and make yourself heard. So there you go. We'll have 2 more hours after this, as Sonic Nova coming up the next hour, and then Media Michelle Fletcher after that. So we got still a lot of great spiritual radio coming your way. And if you want to contact Marilyn, Marilyn's contact information is all right here on the show page. Phone number, website, MarilynPosick.com, and Facebook. And Marilyn will give out all of her announcements as we continue on during the show here. So let's go ahead and let's welcome Marilyn into the show. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah!
All right.
We missed that last night, I think, right?
Yeah, the crowd was still coming in at the time, so they're here and they stayed all night waiting for your return.
Just a word of warning, you guys usually get some of this weather that we get, and we're starting with really bad winds here today.
Bad winds, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, we are expecting a couple of days, some heavy rains and things like that, turning much colder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's supposed to be colder here. It was only 99 on Sunday here.
Oh, wow.
That's not allowed in April, is it?
No, I mean, here I was going to complain about our weather today. It's like 85, but I'll take that. Yeah, 85.
No, I wanted to warn you about this because a lot of times when we get these winds, you guys tend to get them and even worse, and it's supposed to be bad here, so... Just a information weather warning.
Yeah, this weather is so crazy. You know, like today it's 85 here. Tomorrow the high 49, which is unbelievable.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So wow.
Me being a person who loves cold weather, my nickname used to be Mr. Freeze. So I am going to be out early tomorrow afternoon. You can guarantee that before my show starts, so I'm going to take in a little bit of the cold weather because it's probably my last shot.
Right? You definitely wouldn't like it out here then, Michael.
Oh, God, no. I could never live there. I maybe could do Florida with Chuck, but I couldn't do that heat. Our summers are bad enough. So, but nothing compared to yours. So, well, what's on the agenda today, Marilyn?
You know, I like to get up early in the mornings and sit outside. I try to get up even before the sun comes up and just sit outside and listen and connect with the guys. That's my nickname for angels. And hear what they have to say to me. And the message I received today, and I thought this is very interesting, and not just for you, Michael, because I know you're in a circumstance with your wife and everything, but I wonder how many people out there spend more time taking care of themselves or they spend more time taking care of others. And I wonder how many people actually put themselves ahead of other people. And it doesn't need to be a selfish act. I'm not talking about you need to go sit in a spa all day or escape all day or for a week or weeks at a time. It's just an act of self-care. And then the next thing that the guys told me, like, I know many people have a hard time doing that. And I know working with clients on a private basis like I do, a lot of people have a real hard time doing that, especially my mothers. And what the guys was telling me to say tonight to help everyone with this, it's like get yourself some little stickums and place them on the mirror where you face like every day and just write on there, I love you and you rock and we're going to have an awesome day today. And do you know how special you are, how precious you are? You're full of love, you're full of light, you're full of energy. And doing those little things, and I know it doesn't sound like much, but doing those little things, especially for the people that have a hard time placing value within themselves, it's really, really going to pick up your energy, pick up your vibration. And then it will be a constant reminder, like, what are you going to do for yourself today that's going to make your day? And when you start growing stronger within yourself, when you start really realizing, accepting and appreciating who you are, and if there's things about yourself that you don't like, only you can change them. And you can start changing them in a variety of many ways. Like last week, I had one of my neighbors put air in my bicycle tires, and I started riding my bicycle again. I haven't done that in a couple years. And just, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say, you rock, and you're going to create an awesome day today. And especially for people that are having relationship problems, I highly advise people going with inside of their self first instead of accusing the other person. Go inside of yourself first and see if you're okay with you. And if you're totally okay with you, then what's causing the dis-ease, the disruption in your relationship with another person? And if you're okay with you, then what has changed about them? And then don't be afraid to sit down and talk to them, because this is your life and it's your relationship. And so many people I find are so hesitant to have that conversation, to have that communication with somebody. Maybe they're in fear of what the outcome is going to be. But isn't it better to know ahead of time than to keep living each day, each moment in doubt? And when you start bringing that love, that energy, that higher vibration to yourself, how much you really, really are loved and what a wonderful, special person that you are, then what that does, that sends out that energy to other people. And those are the people that you're going to start attracting in your life. It's the law of attraction. And if you're not happy with yourself, start having some deep conversations with yourself, and what is it that you don't like? Are you unhealthy in a physical way? Do you not like your job? Do you not like the money you're making? Perhaps you don't like your relationship. And start making yourself doing things that makes yourself happy, and then that energy is thrown out there to the universe. It acts like a big radio tower, or, you know, TV antenna, microwave, you know, that's what you're sending out there, and that's what you're going to receive back. And just like a week ago that I shared this story about my purse and everything, and if I would have gone into that panic, frightened, oh my God stage, what am I going to do? Will I ever get my purse back? That's exactly what I would have thrown out to the universe. And I'm 100% convinced that I wouldn't have had the positive outcome that I did. But instead, I just went straight to the angels and went to Michael and said, please surround and protect my purse till I can get there. And that's exactly what happened. It didn't happen as quick as I wanted it to, but it did happen. And that I can't stress this enough. It's like whatever you're throwing out there is exactly what you're receiving back. And when people recognize one another, whether you actually physically know somebody on a personal level or just an acquaintance, what's really happening is people are recognizing soul energy. And we are spiritual, soulful people having a human experience. So the more you can concentrate on raising the vibration of your spirit, of your soul, other souls will recognize that, and that's what you'll be attracted to. Now, are people attracted to one another in a physical sense? Absolutely. You know, if I see a hot guy, you see a hot girl, you know, you might do a double take, and you might turn around. But especially me, that's able to read energy so well, it's like that physical beauty, no matter how they dress or how they look, only goes skin deep. And I recognize the truthful, the heartfelt, the loving person that's on the inside, or the negative and the nastiness that's on the inside, no matter how they look on the outside. You better be careful, Michael, because I've had a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's, so I got some sugar buzz going here.
You're going to get me hungry here. Don't do that to me. I'm stuck in my studio. I can't do a whole lot.
But does that make sense? Does that resonate to you, Michael?
It does. It does. And, you know, it's, you know, the old saying, you know, looks is just skin deep. And, you know, for people who are dating well, two fronts, I want to say. On the dating front, as far as, you know, looks fade, you know, and it's really the person that you're dealing with. I mean, and, you know, especially, I don't guess women are the same, but guys are the worst. And, you know, and you know, so I've always felt that was the most important. Is you know, the soul of the person, the heart of the person. But second off, what you said about, you know, caring for yourself. As you said, you know, my wife is ill, so I take care of her, whatever needs she needs. And, you know, so my time for myself is lessened because of that, which I'm fine. I know that's part of my journey is to help others, so I'm fine with that. But and a lot of people listening are like that as far as, you know, helping others. But we do need to, you know, take care of ourselves too. Otherwise, and even my wife reminds me of this because I'm one of the worst at this. I really am. Because if she reminds me, if I break down, I won't be there to help her either. And I won't be here to do the show. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, every situation's different, and I was actually a caregiver for my mother as well, and caregivers, that's a different situation, but you still got to find time, and I know you do this upon occasion, Michael, find time to do something that makes you happy, you know, and I know you're in a special, like, caregiver situation, so maybe you're not able to do it as often. But I know you do make time for yourself. Even the show, even though it's working, I know it's enjoyable for you. So that's something you're doing for yourself. And I'm just saying, in addition to that, like people, you know, like say you are in a caregiver situation, you know, and that does bring you down. I've been there, done that. And it does take a toll on you. So if you could just get some little stickums and, you know, post happy thoughts, or if you receive a message from, you know, the angels or from the spiritual ones, or just say, I love you, or what a rock star you are, just having those little stickums there will help boost your ego and help boost your soulful playfulness. So, and especially when times are tough, like I know your wife goes in and out of having good days and bad days, but if you had those little stickums there looking at this, like, man, we really rock and we're going to make this and we're going to do this, that would just really help people, you know?
I agree. I agree. If you need to get some of the stickums, I used to have them when the kids were around a little more often. They were little, but it is important because it is, you know, when you're in. And there are a lot of people listening that I know are to take care of their spouses. I'm not the only one, so I've, you know, heard from listeners, so I know that. And it is a lot of lonely time. There's not a lot of people around you when you take care of your spouse or you take them in to the doctor or the hospital. There's usually not a whole lot of people that come and sit with you. And so you know, you need to do stuff. I do stuff. At times I'll go see a movie or maybe just take a drive and even helping the homeless. I enjoy that a lot. I mean, just like get in the car and sit back, put on, usually have a good show. I'll put on the radio because I love talk radio. And I'll just, you know, go cruising and see who I can find. Like, oh, there's a guy over there. Let me go over there. And I enjoy that.
Right, exactly.
So.
Yeah, and I know you like your PD Live too, right?
Yes, that is another enjoyment.
PD Live and pizza, life's good, right? What a great Friday night date.
But no, you make an excellent point because and we all need that break. Like I generally will not do a live show on Friday and Saturday. That's my time away from the show so I can you know, adjust. Just like when I get done from the radio show, I'm basically talking 5 to 7 hours, you know, straight. And it's more than just talking. It's keeping up the energy. It's going from one guest to another, call to call. So when I get done here, I generally immediately go to the living room and maybe watch a TV program that's not spiritual. That is, you know, it takes me away from what I do all day. Just like my son, he'll want to talk about all these spiritual things when he comes home, which we will, but it's like a limit. Like, son, I've been talking about this all day now. We've been talking for the last 2 hours. Why don't we watch a little PD Live or something and take our minds off of it? So anyway.
And that's a very good point. It doesn't always work out this way, but I usually try to take Mondays off until we have our show. And if you notice, I'm hardly ever on social media. I'm not on the computer. I just barely take phone calls because that's my time. That's the day I've given myself to regenerate, rejuvenate. You know, it's like I need to get away. And again, I think I might have mentioned this last week, but if you feel that need to get away, even just like, you know, you go on driving for a little while, like last weekend, I'd had enough, so I went up and saw my friend that lives about 2 hours north of here, and basically all we did was sleep, take naps, eat, and then watch movie after movie after movie, and I just totally decomposed, and it's great where she lives. I can't really get cell phone service, so I didn't have phone. And it was good, you know. Of course, as soon as I drove home and got about how far away from our house, the phone was loaded up with messages, but that's okay. Sometimes we just need to do that. And I know people with A++ ADD personality, they have a hard time doing it. But if you can kind of train yourself to do that, it really, really helps revitalize you. It helps more than trying to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing.
I agree. You know, when you talked about the movies and stuff and watching movie after movie, I remember before Christmas this year, my son, knowing my TV was old and everything, he surprised me and got me this big 50-inch TV, and it's a smart TV, something I've always wanted. So the day after Christmas, since I was off that week, I spent probably 2 or 3 days straight of just binging on series from Amazon. The Guy in the High Tower, I think, is the name of the series. That's fairly popular. So I was going through, you know, one episode after another, and oh man, I really just got into that and just really felt, you know, rejuvenated. So when I came back to the show, you know, I felt, you know, really, like $1,000, you know, and I do that periodically.
Exactly.
I'll take little breaks, especially during our slow times on radio. So
exactly.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, before we go to calls, Marilyn, do you want to tell the folks how people can reach you and other announcements?
Sure. Best way to get a hold of me is through my website, www.marilynposick, that's POSCIC.com. I've got about 3 short little videos on there. One that's been very, very popular is about angels, and the other one that's been really, really popular is how to sage and cleanse and clear your house. I also have written 3 books. They're listed on my website. I have 7 meditation CDs. The books are available on Amazon. And you can also reach me through Facebook, and it's just my name. I do have an angel page on there and an author page. And 2 times a week, I'm on Facebook Live, of which the next one will be tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, where I'm going to talk about signs that your loved ones and angels give you from above. It's helping people cope with grief and loss. And then tomorrow night, same time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, I will be on Facebook Live talking all about angels. And this is a chance for people to listen to me, to make comments, to make questions, And it's really, really been helping one another. It's interesting seeing other people's questions, comments, experiences. So you feel free to comment on there, to ask a question, or you can just listen. So I invite you to do that. Other than that, I'm with you, Michael, Monday and Tuesday nights here on Journey into the Light.
You sure are, and we enjoy it. And yes, you're on with Chuck Bergman on Monday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern time for folks that haven't been there. Or we always have really a great time, a lot of great chemistry, a lot of laughs, and really great calls, great connections. You both do. You guys really complement each other, so, and work really good together.
Yeah. Yeah, we each got our own specialty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I will say that's not, you know, that's not always, it's more difficult in common, let's put it that way, to get two people that connect as far as can do a round table like that. Usually it's very hard to get the energies of the two people to really connect, but you guys really work really good together. No one is trying to overshadow the other one, which is one of the problems I see a lot, which never works. And so you guys do, I enjoy it a lot. So
yeah, we do too.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell. So yeah. So it's one of my highlights of my weeks. I think you can tell. Okay, let's go to the callers here and see who we have aboard here. Let's go to area code. I think we got from Alabama. Let's go to our new friend and new guest coming on the show, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's so good to talk to you too. I've absolutely adored listening to you talk. Has been really fun.
Thank you, Christy.
Done something with the whole encouraging people to do that, write little notes to themselves too, and it just tickles me to hear you say the same thing and about self-care. It's so important, right?
Yes. So many people think it's a selfish act, but it's a self-care act.
No. Right? Because we have to give from that overflow. Otherwise,
exactly.
When we're depleted, it's empty. So, yeah,
exactly,
I really
dear.
Love that you're giving
good.
The encouragement on that self-care. Yay! Good to hear from you, too, Michael. It's fun to hear your enthusiasm and how you're, out there. And when you're out there doing service work for people, there are times that it feels like really, like, discouraging. Like, what in the world is a lesson in this God or source ever?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I just give me the strength so I can carry on and just keep doing the mission that I know that I'm called to do right now. And it's just, for me, whenever I've gone through those times, it just feels like it's in the middle of a storm. You don't realize that you're really being like grown, building that testimony stronger and really being able to lean into that faith a little deeper. And it strengthens actually your testimony and watching the miracles and blessings come through and ups your ante on the ability that you have to serve others. And it's going to be, I know you're going to come on the other side, of the events you had that occurred and everything. So just,
it's
okay to feel a little sad and it's okay to be discouraged and it's okay to go through all of the plethora of emotions and everything that you are experiencing, because for crying out loud, you're human, and it would be silly not, to expect you not to be able to experience that. But just know that you have a lot of people that really love you and care about you and that are holding space and seeing you off to the other side, holding you up in prayer on that too.
Well, thank you, Christy. Thank you. Very sweet. As
you're
Bonnie
welcome.
Says, that's our girl.
It's kind of fun just to see everybody come together. It's like, a little, it's a community. What do you think about community like with that? Communion,
yeah.
Right? The communion. And so it's fun. But yeah. So that's really all.
Thank
I
you.
I wanted to chime in and join you guys for the energy for just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you for that Thanksgiving. Yeah.
All right.
All right,
well,
honey. Well, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much for your input. We always
You're welcome.
We always like input, good or bad. That's how we grow, right?
Yes, through all of it. Through all of it. It's like,
thanks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, blessed be you too, and it was just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christy. Have a wonderful night.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Christy. Much love to you. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
All right. All righty. Now, Marilyn, I'll give you the bad input, and I'll take the good. How about that? Can we do that?
Sure, I got big shoulders.
That's why I said, well, I don't know about the bad, but no, I'm joking. One thing I love about you, when you come on, I always laugh a lot, so that's good. let's go to our next call. 978, area code, welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Kathleen from Massachusetts. How are you, and how are you, Marilyn?
Good, Kathleen. How are you doing this evening?
Okay. Michael, I have to say one thing. I was listening from the beginning, and I think this is awesome that Nick wants to sit down and speak with you on spiritual subjects. I'm telling you, I wish my kids, my two sons, were like that. I have one son that really believes in God, and he has the student's prayer that he reads. You know, he's in college. The other one, forget it, you know. And the fact that he got you a TV for Christmas, you did something right, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Very special. But Yeah, I'm blessed. Thank you for that. No, I'm done. Thank you.
Marilyn, I had a question. And, you know, my whole life has been serving other people. My whole life, it just fell in my lap. And I always think, boy, this is not what I asked for, but I probably did and didn't know it. But now, and it got to the point that I had to go into a hospital. This was years ago because I couldn't take all the stress. And now it's my time, and I'm unhealthy physically and mentally. And I guess the question I have is, I'm going to be starting this diet program, and it's costly. I need help with the first month, and a friend of mine offered, I didn't ask her, and she said to me, you know, I can help you with the first month, and you can pay me back, which I can do that, and then I could be on my own. Do you see her, I spoke to her today, actually following through with this, and do you see me losing a significant amount of weight? My weight is so bad, I've never been this high.
Kathleen, let me ask you a couple questions here.
Okay.
What do you do to energetically protect yourself?
What do you mean energetically?
Like, do you,
not
spiritually?
Spiritually?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can say is I say my prayers at night. I'm stuck in an apartment with not the funds to go out and have a good time.
Okay, and what do you do to enjoy yourself? Like, what do you do for fun?
I can't tell you. I couldn't answer that question.
Okay. What I'm getting for you, Kathleen, is, you know, if mentally you're set and you feel like you are going to lose weight and you would benefit on this program, then by all means do that. But I think there's other avenues for you to accomplish the same thing that won't cost as much, that wouldn't be as timely. And what I'm getting is you've had many, many past lives, and a lot of your past lives are catching up to you in this present life, and it's biting you in the butt, so to speak.
What the hell did I do wrong to deserve this?
Well, we're all back here to learn lessons, or if we were perfect, we wouldn't be here, right? And I feel like you're a highly spiritual person, and I feel like you haven't protected yourself on a spiritual, energetic way, that you've allowed too many other people's energies to come through and penetrate your wall. So I would definitely implement Archangel Michael each and every single day to ask him to surround you with his white light of protection. And the vision I'm getting right now for you, Kathleen, is to make sure that white light is swirling, like imagine a big white tornado, and that it's at least a category 10. Like you want that wall of white light really, really thick, so that other people's opinions, thoughts, feelings, ideas isn't penetrating your barrier wall. I feel that's what happened to you, why you ended up in the hospital, that you were just taking on too many other people's stuff and you didn't have that wall of protection. The other thing I'm getting for you is find something that brings enjoyment to you. It's not that you have to go out and spend a lot of money to do that. What I'm getting for you, have you ever considered taking up painting or watercolors?
No, I'm not artistic by any means or creative.
It doesn't matter. I'm definitely getting this for you. It doesn't even have to be, you know, like a picture that makes sense or anything. I just find like you will feel enjoyment with it. And if it's not that, think about something that, you know, possible that you haven't ever thought about that would bring enjoyment to you. Do you ever get outside and walk any?
I need to. I absolutely need to. They're pulling up all the sidewalks and the road where I live. They're almost unpassable right now. They won't be completed for 2 weeks. And I know I would add that into, you know, the diet plan. It's Nutrisystem, basically. But I wanted to know if you did see my friend who offered, I did not ask her, coming through to pay for the first month.
Yeah, I think if you really, really wanted it, she would do that for you.
Yeah, she offered. I did not ask. I wouldn't have the nerve. But do you see a significant amount of weight loss?
You've got to find something, Kathleen, that's going to make you happy. Otherwise,
losing
you're going
weight
to...
will, because I'm...
Okay. Then that's what I said
like
to you to be...
I feel like I have a pretty face, a great personality, but my body has gone to hell in a handbasket.
Okay, that's what I said to you. If you feel like you need something that's going to help give you that boost, to give you that extra, like, okay... I can do this, I want to do this, I will do this, and I need to be on this system to do it, then absolutely do it. But I also want you to really concentrate on finding something that would make you happy as well. Walking outside, I'm telling you, I keep getting watercolors for you. So you might want to just, you know, maybe go to a dollar store or something and pick up some watercolors and start messing with it. Or, you know, just start scribbling on a piece of paper. You've got a lot of pent-up emotion on the inside of you, and it's got to be released somehow. And anytime we get into something creative is a good release.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care, Kathleen. Thanks for all
the
positive comments. Thank you. Blessings and good luck on your way. Let us know how that turns out. Let's go here up to Canada and let's bring in Faye to the show. First time caller.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Faye. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks.
What part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. I've been doing a lot of readings here lately on some people in Alberta.
Oh, I'd like to go.
How can we help you tonight, dear?
I'm calling is I would like to know what you get in regards to my love life and marriage in regards to one person that I have in mind.
Okay, are you married now?
No.
Okay. And but you're in a relationship, right?
We're seeing each other. We're trying to get to know each other more. We've been friends for a long time.
I really like this relationship. It's something that's relatively new, is it?
Yes.
And does he like music? Does he enjoy music?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Yeah. I like the relationship. I feel like it's really new and that you guys are still trying to get to know one another. They're telling me don't rush it, but just enjoy each other. And there's something about music. I don't know whether you guys go out and listen to music, whether you like to dance, go hear bands or something, but music's like really important to both of you, or at least to him.
Yeah, it is.
What's the significance of music, please?
We went to a movie. We went to see La La Land, and from there we kept like playing the songs from the movies and songs that he plays when I see him.
Okay. Yeah.
And he sang to me once playing the guitar. So.
Oh, well, there you go. There he is into music, right? Yeah, music's like really important. Make sure you implement that into your relationship. And the vision I'm getting right now for you, dear, is keep fun into it. I don't know your ages by any means, but I feel you guys are younger. And they're telling me to frolic. So, you know, don't be afraid to go, like, go walking in the park and holding hands and skipping together. Just, you know, kind of bring in that the childlike fun into it.
Okay.
All right. But I like in the relationship. So keep up the good positive work, dear.
Do you see it going further?
I do.
You did, like, into marriage?
It's too early to tell is the first thing I got.
I see. Okay.
They're telling me that you take things way too serious, and they're telling me to tell you to lighten up. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just lighten up. Have fun, dear. Life's
okay,
too short to be serious about everything.
Okay. But it is going forward. That's all I want to know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there, Faye. And let's see where we go next here. Let's see. Press the 1 on your phones, folks. If you're called in, we got a lot of callers here, but you got to make sure, I don't know if some of you are listening or calling. Anyway, press the 1 on your phone if you want to come aboard the show and ask Marilyn a question. Let's see here. Let's bring Bonnie has come and call in here. She has a question.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Hi, sweetie.
Today?
Good, honey. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. I really appreciate
it. It's so funny. I got a message this morning. In fact, I meant to ask Michael at the beginning of the show if you were listening tonight, and I said, bring Bonnie on.
Well, I'm right here. I'll take it.
All right, dear. What's going on with you?
I don't know. Did you get a message for me, really?
I just had a feeling I was going to be talking to you tonight.
Oh, that's so funny. Wow. Okay. Well, really, do you have a message for me? I'd love to get a message if you have one.
Well, what's your question first?
Well, you're really quite a good medium. And I was wondering if any of the angels that I talk to could give me a little bit of direction about what I should do next in terms of career and such. I do talk to them, maybe not as many as you talk to, but.
Well, start broadening your horizons, darling. There's no limit on the amount of angels we can have. The first thing, and I know I did a reading on you a couple weeks ago, Bonnie, but I don't remember readings, okay? So I have to ask you a question. Is your mother in spirit?
She is.
Okay, and is her mother in spirit as well?
She is.
Okay, they're both with you. And your mother's become a heavier presence with you. Have you been feeling her presence with you lately?
Well, not to be mean about it, but I've been trying to get rid of her since she passed away 10 years ago. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? But it's true. I mean, she just, I can't get rid of her, and she was a very negative being. And I just, as soon as she passed away, I had these terrible dreams about her, trying to get my attention and pull me over to the other side, and I just really wasn't getting along very well with her around me. So I tried to cross her over. All the psychics that I know tried to cross her over, and she still kept coming back. So
I feel that her presence is with you very heavily, and I feel there's a heaviness there. So I think it has to deal more with you than her, okay?
Okay.
And I really want you to go into your heart and see what it is that you need to forgive, that you need to release, that you need to let go, that you need to cut the cords. Because know that, and I'm sure you know this by producing the show with Michael for so long, when we cross over, everything changes. So that if they were a bad person here in this lifetime, when they cross over, they change. And I feel like that's why her presence is with you so heavy, because she really wants you to know that. She's got a lighter energy with her, but I feel because you feel like she is with you or you're trying to get rid of her, you're bringing in that heaviness. And that's why you're not able to see the light for a career change, for a job change, for, you know, finding the light, you know, through this dark tunnel that you're crawling down. So I don't know what you do in the form of praying, meditation, talking to the guys and everything. Know that Archangel Michael is your big protector guy, but he can also help you cut cords. I'd like for you to envision Michael with a big sword, and I want you to be real and true to your own heart and take in some slow, deep breaths. And when you exhale, what's the first thing negative that comes to mind? And you don't have to say on the air, I'm just telling you a little exercise to do. And whenever you do this exercise, a lot of times things that are negative that pop out are something so unexpected. So, you know, it could be a word, it could be an action, it could be a person, it could be an instance, whatever that might be. It could even be a dark color. And whatever you see, whatever you're feeling, that's a negative, that's a low energy vibration, bring in Michael and give him full permission to cut that cord between you and whatever that negative is. And then make sure that you release those cords by placing them in a big white balloon, tying that white balloon very, very tight and securely with a big red ribbon. The white is for protection. The red is taking your power back. And then handing that balloon off to the highest power that you believe in. For me, that would be God. I feel it's God for you as well. And then ask God to replace it with whatever you want, like love, trust, serenity, confidence, faith, you know, anything like that, because you always want to have that balance within yourself. And I would really love to see you do this exercise quite a few times in a row. And I feel once you start clearing some of those cords, you'll start seeing a light. Are you thinking about either opening a shop or joining somebody in a business of some sort?
Well, sort of. I've been thinking about actually kind of building a network of psychically spiritual people, like you. In fact, I feel like I'd like to build a network of people all over the earth.
To do what, Bunny?
Just to have a presence everywhere. And maybe to have like an internet market with better than average psychics. You know, there are a lot of people who think they're psychic, but not a lot of people really are. You know what I mean? They want to be.
No, I don't
crazy.
Have a clue, Bonnie. I've never experienced that before.
What is she talking about?
sorry.
You are
but
so
I would
cute.
Love to create.
No, I really, you know, really like that because
yeah.
in a way that's like opening up your store. Okay,
yeah,
I like
store,
when
yeah.
I like the way that you said like an internet presence, and so many people have like stores now on the internet, so that is really, really resonating to me. But I want you to start kind of small. I heard a psychic on Michael's show quite a while ago, and she really helped me out by what she said. I didn't call in for a reading. I was just listening. And what she said is that she used to try to change the world and help the world, and she got depleted by doing that. And I feel like you're in that same boat. It's like you want to bring all these wonderful people together and just get the word out to everybody out there. But what she said, that she changed her thinking and changed her feelings, and she said that she's going to start with her corner of the world. And by just taking her corner of the world and then spreading the word and then having those people help other people, eventually the word would get out to everybody for people to get help. So that's what I'd like to see you do, Bonnie, because you've got such a big heart and you need to keep that protected. I don't know whether you bring Archangel Michael in to protect yourself. I also want you to bring in Archangel Raphael, the healer angel, who radiates to the color green, and really ask that you concentrate that green light of healing into your heart area. Because you've got a lot of brokenness there in your heart, and start cutting those cords in there, okay? And really, really bring in that extra vibrant, brilliant green light there. And then I want you to start putting things down on paper. Like if there's certain psychics, mediums, astrologers, toe readers, palm readers, whatever, that you have in mind, write it down on a piece of paper and see what that list looks like. I mean, if you've got like hundreds or thousands of people, write them down and then go back and see which ones you're radiating to. And start
yeah.
kind of more on a small basis and then allow the group to build it up to a bigger basis.
Yes.
Does that make sense for you?
It does. My main thought with this was to have really people of quality.
Right.
Who are really, really good at what they do and not.
Are you writing all this down when you get these thoughts?
Yes, I do write everything down pretty much.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, that's definitely the direction I see you going, dear, but I'd really like you to work on some of this cord cutting first, okay?
I will do that. Yeah, I've had trouble with my mother. I have. And can't get her to go away. Like, this is enough already.
Cut
I'd
the cord.
Have the cat come visit me.
Cut the cords.
Gosh.
Go play outside. Romp outside. Get the little girl heart back.
Well, you know, I the other thing I do is a lot of writing. I'm hoping that'll fit in there somewhere. Even now, I'm doing some writing for friends of mine that have a magazine, and they put out articles periodically that I write under a pseudonym. But I would like that to be.
Have you ever
something.
Thought about doing ghostwriting for people too, Bonnie?
I've done that. Yeah, I've
okay.
done that. I used to do that early on.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done
yeah,
it for a while, but
these,
I used to do it all the
these
time.
Are things that you can kind of do on the sideline, but I really like the idea of an internet store or internet business. So really kind of focus on that, dear.
Okay.
And they're saying don't be afraid to create. I don't know whether you've got the internet all set, whether you've got your website set, but I'm seeing that you would be able to create the header page for it. So don't be afraid to do that.
Oh yeah, I'm very artistic. So,
okay.
Yeah, I could do that easily.
Perfect. All right, honey. I'm glad you called in.
I'm glad you were expecting me. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Bonnie.
Yeah.
I am developing more buttons as we speak, so you all will be happy to know that. And the Chuckster. So, all right, Marilyn, always a pleasure to have you on. Always a lot of fun. And
all righty, Michael. Have a great rest of your week.
All right, you too. We'll see you on Monday. So have good shows.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that's Marilyn Pasek to the show, and all of her contact information is listed on the show page. Coming up next will be Sonic Nova. So everybody, that'll be starting in 2 minutes. So everybody redial, and we'll be starting here shortly. How's that sound? Okay. And thanks for everybody that called in and listened to the show. And anybody who is donating, the link is on the show page. And for all those who donate to the show, this is for, not the show, to the homeless mission, this is for you.
Yeah!
All right, the crowd gets going. All right, we'll see you all in about 1 minute. Yes, it sounds like I'm from the South. All right, Christy? Sounds like I'm from Alabama. You all bring that sweet tea, all right? You hear me? Yes, I've been around my wife's family in Tennessee enough, okay? All right, we'll see you all in a minute.